Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got to leave this up. Where it kicks in right there is just the best, isn't it?
Yeah, that weird, I don't know what that was. It was like a harmonica or something in the background.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's just there's certain songs that are unique because of one moment in time. This song, when it kicks in at that point, it just becomes unique. It just becomes one of a kind. You know, and then the lyrics start and whatever, you know, and Prince takes over. But the instrumental, before he takes over, is unique, one of its kind, right? And just so easily identifiable. It's what makes something special. And I'm not just talking about songs. I'm talking about movies. I'm talking about like a menu item at a restaurant. You know, all these restaurants, they serve the same damn food. And there's so little variance, so little creativity, so little uniqueness, if you will. It's like, why would I go there when I could go to 17 other places that serve the same food? You know? I don't know. Just different. Navy Mo says he's loving these artist-themed intros. How about some Prince Black Sweat?
I would have to find that on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll
have to do a little workaround.
All right. I'm not aware of that tune. I'm sure I know it when I hear it.
Yeah. And
but I'm not aware, like, just naturally.
Make sure it's nothing in there.
About that. Yeah.
That won't get us tagged.
Yes, let's not do that. Let's get back to the phones. We have the Cowboy B stock report. Cowboy B and his broken leg coming up in about 14 minutes or so right here on the Team 980. Let's get to Rick in North Carolina on the radio show to begin hour number two. Hello, Rick. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Rooster?
What's
you
up, Rick?
A-Mac.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, to A-Mac. I love the intro from Purple Rain, Prince. Don't you agree, Chris? You probably remember this. Don't you think 1984 was a great year for music? It was a lot of great music and artists in 1984.
Would have to go back and look at an exact like debut 1984 list, but I remember around that time, you know, like, I don't know how old you are, Rick. I'm 52. So at 1984, I'm 11. So that's right when I'm starting to come into, you know. Yeah. But I mean, I'm looking at a list, right? I mean, you know, there's a lot of great songs that came out, like When Doves Cry.
I'm old because I'm 67.
Okay. Well, yeah, like yeah, I mean, to yeah, you, I mean, to up, your yeah, point, up, right? To your point, right? When Doves Cry, What's Love Got to Do with It? Tina Turner, Footloose, Kenny Loggins. Jump, yeah, my God, Mark. Van Halen. Hello, Lionel Richie. Owner of a Lonely Heart, my God. Ray Parker Jr., Ghostbusters. Culture Club and Boy George, Karma Chameleon. I mean, Lionel Richie, All Night Long. Denise Williams, Let's Hear It for the Boy. I mean, the yeah, hits, to your point, just never stopped.
I think you had, then you had Huey Lewis and the News.
Yes.
They were hot, too.
Yes.
There was a lot of good stuff. So you was 11. So when you first saw Boy George, did he scare you or what?
Yeah, it was a little weird. I've told this story maybe not recently, so I don't know if you've heard it. You know, Boy George follows me on Twitter.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I have no idea why, but he does.
He was way ahead of the time. Right? If he fell in today's genre, he'd just be a normal person.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was so unique, but Boy George and Culture Club was awesome. I mean, if you like good music, I love it.
Oh yeah, I like them. I loved them. I don't care what he did after he sung music. Yeah. Their music was good. And then you had Whitney Houston also.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a great year. But getting back to your boy Cliff. I don't think he's giving the excuse. He's just giving you the facts. Now, it's interesting with De'Ami Brown and Zacchaeus. I assume that was Adam Peters' call because I just can't believe that Cliff didn't want these guys back. If they had brought back the same offense from last year, do you talk about continuity? That would have been the right thing to do. But hopefully, and I don't mind if Cliff comes back. I think he needs to tweak his play calling, and he has to make some adjustments because when Terry was out and you didn't have one or two receiver, mm-hmm. he should have switched it over and started. You started running the ball. You got good running backs. I mean, he just got to learn how to. Tweak his game a little bit, but if he comes back,
I don't think Cliff doesn't want to run the ball. I think it's Cliff doesn't want to stick with the run. That's the bigger issue for me. And Cliff doesn't run the way I would like him to run with some toss pitches and some outside, like get downhill in space kind of runs.
Yeah, I think sometimes his ego gets in the way too. I think he's, I'm going to do it my way mm-hmm. and it's going to work. But, other than that, I wouldn't mind him coming back. Now, I'm going to jump ahead to the draft. I'll just throw this out there. Now, if Washington is there, wherever they're at, 6 or 7, if one of the top defensive players are gone, maybe both, who is Reese or Bain, I would love to see him. I don't know. I don't think he's good as Bijan Robinson. But, man, I would love Jeremiah Love as an offensive weapon on this Ooh, team. What
yeah.
do you think?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, they absolutely need a cyborg on defense, but I would not be opposed to Jeremiah Love at all, period, end of story. Not at all. Like, if you told me, okay, that there really wasn't a cyborg that you love defensively, okay? And again, we're going to have to wait and see how things play out. But if you told me, look, Arvell Reese was gone and Reuben Bain was gone, okay, two guys that you would identify as real big difference makers, cyborg-type players, and by cyborg I mean just, you know, again, not nice players, not good players, not solid players, but difference makers. If you told me those two guys were gone, I would absolutely, I would absolutely over like a Kedrick Falk or somebody like that, or maybe even a Caleb Downs. And Caleb Downs, I think, is a really good player.
I wouldn't take a safety in the top.
Yeah.
You think Bain or Reese, they're not as good as Will Anderson, are they?
I haven't done a full study on them yet. I mean, listen, Will Anderson is a dog.
I think Anderson went like, didn't he go second or third?
No, he went third overall because that was the draft. They got C.J. Stroud and then Will Anderson because they traded back up with, I forget who it was, to from wherever they were to three. I think it was maybe Arizona, but I can't remember.
Yeah, and just one more thing. You remember that offensive coordinator that was in Houston? He was hot at the time, Slovic.
Yeah, Bobby Slovic Jr. Yeah, he's an offensive analyst, I believe, with the Dolphins right now under Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, they got rid of him awful quick. I think he took too much of the blame.
I agree. I cracked to my friend on Twitter during the Sunday night game when Houston was struggling offensively. I said, blame it all on Bobby Slowick Jr. Oh, wait a second. They don't have Bobby Slowick Jr. to blame anymore. Way too much blame goes to coordinators and coaches. No doubt about it. Rick, as always, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. 301-230-0980. Rick slipped in a 6-7 in there. And I didn't even stop the show.
We got to chill out on a 6-7. I think like anybody who uses, we got to come up with some litigation.
I literally hear it all the time.
Yeah.
Just on the way in here, in between my car accident, I heard J.P. Finley accusing Brian Mitchell of doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure B. Mitch wasn't happy about it. Grant and Danny do it all the time. I wouldn't expect Kevin Sheehan knows what 6-7 means. But I know Linnell knows what it means. I don't know about Doc, if he knows what it means.
I don't think anyone knows. It's just like a thing people say.
I know.
Yeah, but I think like we need to come up with some...
Like something that means something?
Like, no, yeah, that too. I mean,
It's a microwaving of our stupid society.
Okay.
Say what you want.
Okay, I'll let you stand on your high horse in a second. But I think that we need to come up, like, anytime Hunter Yurecek is on college football playoff committee meetings and saying 6-7, it's like it's gone too far, you know? Just leave it with the kids.
Arvell Reese and Reuben Bain Jr. are projected to go 6-7.
And now you. A2 Brutus.
Let's get to Paulie. What up, P? How are you?
Russell, my guy, man. Hell to the W.
How are you?
How you doing?
I'm okay.
You doing, man?
It's been bad. It hasn't been a great morning, Paulie, but I'm still alive and kicking, so.
Crash Russell. Man, you just got that car,
Hey,
too.
You should be making fun of that. You know what kind of traffic there is out there and what kind of maniacs there are out there, man.
Hey, bro, I should take a picture to show you the car I got on the back of my truck right now, bro.
I'm sure my car is in a lot better shape.
Hey, but listen, man, we anywhere in the top five, I ain't passing on Jeremiah Love. I'd be missing me with this defensive end and all that. Listen, let me tell you something about these pass rushers that go in the top 10 and top five. They got a similar hit and miss rate as quarterbacks do. We took one in 2020 at 2. You know? I mean, you just go down the draft.
That's fair.
Go down the draft and look at the pass rushers that go in the top 10.
Yep.
A lot of them miss more than they hit.
You got to get a relentless dog, man. That's what you got to get, which is not what Chase Young was.
Jeremiah Love is the best offensive player in this draft, hands down, period. I'm not passing on him. He's sitting right there on the board for us. I'm not passing on him.
Okay.
Now, speaking of offense, hell no, Kingsbury don't get no pass. Jay didn't get a pass. Kingsbury don't get no pass. Only guy I want to pass him is on the highway when he's on his way out of D.C. That's the only time I want to pass him. Because this whole offensive season is squarely on his back, man. Like, I mean, you start – listen. Let me calm down for a minute. Listen, man. It started in the offseason with the releasing of Brian Robinson, in my opinion. Because right there, he showed you what his philosophy was. Now, if you want to say, okay, they got rid of Robinson, attitude, or whatever it was, but to me, and he proved me right, no, it was about what Robinson represented, a physical running back. Because they got rid of Robinson, they didn't start Everybody Loves Bill, you know. They didn't start Chris Rodriguez. Matter of fact, Chris Rodriguez could barely get off the bench the first couple weeks of the season. No, they started Austin Eckler. old-ass Austin Eckler, who was one big hit away from his career being over because of concussions, right? And he led the league in fumbling since 2017. No other running back has more fumbles than him. But that's the type of offense he wants to run. He wants gimmicky. He wants quickness. There's nothing physical about his offense. All right. So then now you go, we hurt at the receiver position. Are we running the ball? No. He's still trying to force feed the pass. All right. He is a college coach, period. Period. And that's all it is to it.
Right.
His offenses are not physical. You know, they're soft and they're gimmicky. And it just goes to show you, you know, last week on a tackle pass. Like, come on, man. And J.D. made the right decision on that play. Because even though the guy might have been open, there's one thing if you tell me Debo's open for a split second or McCorn is open for a split second and he don't throw the ball. But when you're talking about a tackle is open for a split second, so that means you got to anticipate the pass, have the ball in the air before he comes out of his break, hope the tackle can turn around and make a play with a D-back or a linebacker. Now, who got better ball skills, that D-back or that linebacker? So who are you going to take a chance on? Not the tackle. So I think Jaden made that right play. But just the whole philosophy of that. And then you throw the ball two more times, three more times. He didn't play to the strength of his offense. He tried to force feed his offense all year long. And he did the same thing last year. And remember, I was the guy complaining about him last year, saying his offense is predictable. All right, is it shotgun off? Same thing like Scott Turner. He was just a little better designer than Scott Turner, but it was the same philosophy. Shotgun. And it's a soft offense. You can't control the line of scrimmage. You got to be able to control the line of scrimmage.
All right, Paulie, I got to jump in because I'm way late. They're screaming at me. I got to go. I appreciate it. I understand. Listen, I agree with you. Winning football starts at the line of scrimmage. I don't agree that you can't run a shotgun spread as your primary base. You don't have to be under center. You don't have to play action bootleg on every play in order to be effective. It helps. I'd like you to do everything, but you don't have to. The Cowboy B stock report. Woo! Should be a doozy. Him and his broken leg next on the Team 980.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We'll get back to the calls as soon as we can. We still have, because tomorrow is going to be a very different show with Army-Navy and all of our guests and whatnot, so we got to do some of our regular features today in order to make room for tomorrow. As we'll be in Baltimore with USAA for the Army-Navy game, can't wait for that. Driving up to Baltimore tonight after the show, hopefully in one piece. But now, something that I always look forward to. I always look forward to talking to our guy, Cowboy B, especially when the Dallas Cowboys rip your heart out and lose. How are you, Cowboy B? How's that broken leg treating you, okay?
I don't know what broken leg you're talking about.
Well, the broken leg, of course, that you suffered last Thursday night jumping off the bandwagon. Like all Cowboy fans in the DMV do.
What bandwagon?
The bandwagon that you've been on.
The team hasn't won in 30 years. There is no more
they
bandwagon.
They are America's team. They are shoved in your face.
Because people like you, Chris Russell, in the national media
like me.
Just can't. They just love the Cowboys. They love to talk about the Cowboys.
Yeah, the people like me. Right, I know the Cowboys do nothing at all, ever. To incite that, right?
Oh, no, they do, especially Jerry.
Okay. All right. So how do you explain? Is it just as simple as CeeDee Lamb suffering a concussion? How do you explain winning three games in a row, being the talk of the NFL, stars of Hard Knocks, arrow pointing up, the stars shining, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you explain the Cowboys virtually laying an egg last Thursday night?
I have two words. Matt Eberflus.
Oh, here we go again. Just all the defensive coordinator's fault.
It's not all of his fault, but like I'd say about 70% of it is his fault.
All right, explain yourself. Why?
Matt Eberflus had such a god-awful game plan coming into the game. Why are we playing 10 yards off coverage against guys like Jameson Williams and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Just letting them run all the ins and outs that they want all game.
Because you're scared like hell to get beat over the top. That's why.
You have – Jared Goff is a statue. Send the dogs after him. I don't understand.
I agree, but it's hard to play zone coverage. It's hard to play conservative, take away the deep ball, beat me on an 8-10 play drive, and blitz and pressure at the same time.
Well, Matt Eberflus is consistent. Well, not consistent. He is hell-bent on playing Kenneth Murray and giving him starter snaps. It is mind-blowing. He's the worst football player I've seen this
year. Where was Osa Digizawa?
The same place all the other defensive linemen were.
Where was Kenny Clark?
He had a couple plays.
Okay. Where was... Where was Ezeraku? So we can blame the defensive coordinator all we want. And listen, you give up 44 points. Nobody should be afraid to get a finger pointed at him. But is it all the coach and the philosophy when you're dealing with a potentially explosive offensive attack, especially in that building, especially at Ford Field, right? I mean, like, you're trying to get you're trying to get them to go 8 plays, 9 plays, 10 plays. Instead, they went 3 plays, 5 plays, 9 plays on Jameson Williams' 1-yard touchdown run, 2 plays on Tesla. On his touchdown drive after the turnover, They went four plays. So you're trying to get them to go 8 to 10 plays, and only on one of their touchdown drives did they go 8 or more. And as a matter of fact, all of the other ones were 5 or less. That was the real problem. They missed too many damn tackles in that game.
That is true. Gibbs in the open field was unstoppable.
Now, he's unstoppable against a lot of people.
Yeah, especially the Commanders.
But I want to know how you blame the coordinator. What? Wait, what?
As he was unstoppable, especially against the Commanders.
Oh,
this
you had to throw that in, huh?
You said everyone. Y'all everyone.
You had to throw that little barb in there, huh?
Yeah.
So how do you blame the defensive coordinator when football players that are paid to tackle can't tackle?
When you are putting players in positions where they aren't successful in, and the result ends up like this, you have to blame the defensive coordinator.
But how were they successful the weeks before that and not successful last Thursday night?
Because the defense played much better the previous weeks compared to Thursday.
I wonder why they played better. No credit to Matt Eberflus, right?
No.
My mic is far away?
It was.
Really?
Yeah, you went down a little bit.
I heard him.
It didn't sound that bad in my earbuds.
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay. Is this better?
Yes. I'm used to the loud rooster. I just didn't want your volume down. That's all. Leave that to John.
So you don't give Matt Eberflus any credit for the 3-game winning streak where their defense was largely dominant outside of a quarter and a half against the Eagles, and then they pitched a shutout. You don't give Eberflus any credit, but you blame him all for last Thursday night.
Chiefs scored 28 points.
Chiefs have made 7 Super Bowls in a row.
That's great.
I mean, they're going to score points.
And that's fantastic.
Did they win the game?
Yeah, because the offense scored 31.
Did they not create turnovers?
Did the Chiefs have a turnover that game?
I think so. I was in a trip to Fancoma that day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, who's next for the Dallas Cowboys?
We have Minnesota Vikings.
Sunday night football.
Yeah, we got to go against 9.
Against 9, yeah. J.J. McCarthy, 9.
Watch what you say.
What would you say the chances are that the Dallas Cowboys play better than the Washington Commanders did against 9 and the Vikings?
Hopefully, 1,000%.
Not hopefully. You're saying 1,000% there's no comparison.
I will guarantee they will score more than 0 points.
Will they allow less than 31 points?
Listen, if you give up 31 points to J.J. McCarthy, Matt Eberflus should be thrown out of the stadium.
Oh,
Fresh Prince style.
Is that at U.S. Bank Stadium or is that at AT&T World?
Actually, dang, I literally just looked at it. But I know the spread is 6.5, I believe, for Dallas, so I want to say it's home.
It's got to be at home.
Yeah.
It's got to be at home. They wouldn't be 6.5-point road favorites.
Exactly.
The Cowboys season is on life support. They're not eliminated yet. They're not eliminated yet. But
AMAC confirmed it's at home.
Okay.
Producer of the year.
But I agree. But they are on life support. So you're saying they're going to rot like the Undertaker who's coming to town tomorrow night at Howard Theater, I believe, and doing the one-man show that he does. And he's going to rise from the ashes. You're saying on this show that the Cowboys are infinitely better than the stupid Commanders and that they are going to score more than 0 points, allow less than 31 points, and they're going to beat the Vikings?
That is the hope.
Unlike the weak-ass Commanders?
Now, you added on extra stuff, and this is why
people be getting
on you.
Is that what you were saying? Is that what you said?
No, that's what you said.
I think that's what you said.
That's what you said.
I think that's what you said.
That's what you said.
I don't know about that.
Now, just a quick tidbit on the season. Unironically, the Commanders might have killed the Cowboys season.
Because, how so?
Because Kevin is on record believing of the belief that y'all are shutting Jaden Daniels down for the rest of the season because he hasn't had any setbacks with his elbow. He was out there throwing the ball, looked pretty normal to me, but Dan Quinn said, no, we're going to keep him out versus Giants. And the trend could continue after this week.
Yeah. It's very weird. If you noticed, I've largely avoided talking about that because since yesterday, which we had to talk about. Today, I haven't really talked about it because that was very weird and quite honestly not handled the best way.
But I have no faith Marcus Mariota could get a win in 2 games against the Eagles.
Are you going on Christmas Day?
Absolutely not.
Why not?
The last place I want to be
your
on
team,
Christmas Day is Northwest Stadium.
Your team is in town. Your team is here. The silver and blue, the stars.
Okay.
You're not going to be here to root on with your fellow bandwagoners? How's that broken leg doing, all right?
Anywho, I will be at home with my family watching the game.
Is it a slightly cracked broken leg, or is it a full crack? Like, are you in a cast or air cast? What?
You want me to give a Daniel Jones injury update?
Are you back on the bandwagon? Well, if you do Daniel Jones, then because you already have the broken leg, then you're going to suffer in a torn Achilles tendon this Sunday.
I don't know what he's talking about, A-Mac.
You brought up Daniel Jones. That's exactly what happened. Are you going to suffer? Is it a hairline fracture from jumping off the bandwagon?
I don't.
How do you not know what I'm talking about? I'm asking you a direct question.
I don't know what bandwagon you speak of.
I think we know. I think you're in denial.
No, that's the river in Egypt.
That's unfortunately the Cowboy B stock report.
Oh, A-Mac has informed me you have an Eagles jersey.
I do Jets not have mug. An Eagles jersey. I have an Eagles coffee mug, for God's sakes, that they gave me at the NFC Championship before they destroyed Washington last year.
And a Jets one, right?
You can search,
and a Jets coffee mug,
you can,
too.
You can search top to Jones. Bottom of my entire house. You will not find any other team's memorabilia in my home. And you are proudly sporting the coffee mug of the Philadelphia Eagles around like it's a badge of honor or a trophy.
Are you saying I'm a loser?
No, I'm saying you are a fake fan.
Okay. All right. Like I said, that is unfortunately the Cowboy B stock report. You can see the bitterness coming out in him since his team got the floor wiped with them. You could see Jerry Dag Nummit on Twitter. On Hard Knocks. Dag Nummit. Jerry Jones in the private box. We could have won. Back to square one, pal. Elimination is facing you this Sunday night against the Vikings. Brian Flores is going to make Dak's life miserable.
How many mock drafts have you done so far?
None. Why would I do a mock draft?
Oh, I mean, you know, 3-10 eliminated from the play. I mean, I just figured what else you have to do at this point.
Right now they're at 6-7. I mean, you know.
Oh,
like,
goodness.
Anyway, time for a trend. We took the trending alert out, right? Is that what we did? Okay. We took the trending alert out because we wanted to give more time to Cowboy B. Unfortunately, that was the decision we made. Here's hoping that the hairline fracture in his broken leg suffered from jumping off the Cowboys bandwagon last Thursday night doesn't further exasperate itself this Sunday when they lose to the Minnesota Vikings 38-3. On the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn, we continue along with the chicanery that is this radio show, this fandangled radio show on a Thursday afternoon on the Team 980. Stay with us.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Athan, in Annapolis, Athan the Greek on Twitter says, "Oh my God, the Cowboys segment again." Longfellow T-Wad, the alter ego of Linnell Willingham, says, "A winning organization being talked about, my favorite segment, except those I am on." Navy Mo says, "Tell Cowboy Bob that the Commanders gave up 44 to the Lions as well, so the Cowboys defense must be just as putrid as the Commanders." Boston DG says, "Oh my God, you have had no car luck this year." This is correct. This is what happens when you drive in a sea full of idiots and you have to live in it as well. Let's get back to the calls. Oh, one thing that I forgot to mention that I teased earlier, the NFL is going from 10 minutes on the clock in between first round picks to 8. So that means less time if you're trying to decide between the pick. And not only less time for that, less time to make trades. I do not like this at all. The first round was ending like 11:30, 11:45-ish roughly. Who cares? So what? Sure, maybe some people checked out on the East Coast in the final hour after their team picked or whatever. But, man, you never know if your team's going to trade back into the first. I mean, last year the Giants traded back to what was 26? It was 26 overall.
I believe
to get
it was
Jacksonville.
25. Yeah.
25, 26, whatever it was.
Yeah.
6-7. And, like, if you would have gone to bed, you wouldn't have known, right? So what's the big deal? So what? We're trying to get to 11 o'clock and get more Scott Van Pelt on? Who cares? Do the damn draft. It's the first round of the draft. People look forward to it every year. Weird to me. As usual, the NFL doesn't make any sense to me. As usual. Let's get to our buddy Sean in Connecticut, who I will be seeing on Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium for our annual Army-Navy reunion. Hello, pal. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
Doing well.
Doing well. Good. I'm glad you were able to get that Army-Navy stuff figured out. It's good news. It'll be good to catch up because I think the last time was the day before week one, and I think you had about 6 or 7 Diet Cokes that day. So
about six, seven. That sounds about perfect. Hey, Sean, you got to check out my Twitter. I just posted what you and I could celebrate seeing each other with is the Army-Navy tin can crab nachos. Now, this is going to hurt you. In a Navy destroyer, okay, it's kettle chips paired with Maryland crab dip, sweet corn pico de gallo, creamy queso blanco, Old Bay topped lump crab, and Fresno chilies.
I know. That sounds. I was actually at the Army Temple game a couple weeks ago at West Point, and me and my dad got some, I think they were some sort of, they were in like a box like that, but for some Army thing, and they were really good.
Attaboy.
So those sound even better. But yeah, no, I always get the crab fries at the game. Those are always so good.
Mm.
When it's in Baltimore.
But yeah, no, I'm looking forward to the game. Obviously, Navy is a better team this year, but I mean, Army was the better team last year. You never know with this game. You
correct.
Really and truly never know
correct.
What's going to happen. And it's just, I'm just going to say this. No matter if you're connected to the military or not, I think every single person should try to go to this game at least once in their lifetime. It is truly one of the coolest experiences ever. And although I have a burning hatred for Navy football, I still have the utmost respect for every guy on that field. And it's truly one of a kind in sports. And I'm so grateful and blessed to be able to go every year. And it's also great that we get to see each other every year. But in not so cool news with this joke of a team regarding Cliff Kingsbury, I don't know. I'm kind of mixed bag with him. The main thing that sticks out to me and the entire coaching staff, I think they've handled Jaden terribly this season. Mm-hmm. I think it's very weird how they're going to say he's 100% and say he could have come back in the game and then held him out and then keep him out for the Giants game. And so, and then the thing that really sticks out to me is the Cliff calling a RPO against the Seahawks game that led to Jaden getting hurt. That is just kind of sums up the season pretty well.
Some of Cliff's play calls have been mystifying. Like you point out that one, and you're correct, especially given the score and time and whatever. But remember going back to the Chargers game, a game that they ultimately won, second play after he missed two games, he's running quarterback power.
Yeah. And so I'm not, I'm a passionate fan, to put it mildly. I'm not calling for his head just yet. I'll give him another year, but I'm also not super happy with him or any of the other coaches. Mm-hmm. And then just to finish up real quick, I'm glad that they lost last week. Obviously, it's demoralizing and embarrassing, but at this point, and I said something last week when I called in when there were some technical difficulties and you didn't hear my call, I said I don't expect them to lay down and lose because this is their livelihood. This is how they support their families. I'm not expecting them to give up, but obviously I want to see them play hard. However, we have to be realistic here, and I consider myself a realistic guy. I think the best thing that this team can do for the future of this team is to lose out. And I want to see the young guys. I want to see the young guys get opportunities and continue to grow and develop. But at the end of the day, if we can somehow flip the table and get a top two pick, that would be huge for the future of this franchise, because we are all very well aware of how many this team has probably 10 like. A million times more holes than Swiss cheese. Like this roster is garbage. So we need all the help we can get. And I love Tunsil, but it'd be really nice to have that second round pick this year. So if we get the top two pick, maybe even the first pick somehow, we trade back, load up, and hopefully let AP make some better picks. Because as of right now, a couple of his picks are really not looking great. You can't expect them to hit on every single one. But still, we need to see better return from guys in the second and third rounds. So I still have faith in him. I still have some faith in Cliff. I still have some faith in DQ, although it's kind of shaky at this point. But I'm standing by my team. But at the end of the day, lose out. Let's get a good pick and let's get to the offseason.
I understand the frustration.
Chris.
I'll see you
on Saturday.
All right, sounds good, Sean. Appreciate you. Safe travels. All right, so AMAC has told me we have a little bit of a different schedule so we can continue to take calls, right? I understood that correct. All right, let's get to Johnny in Oklahoma next up. Listen to the show. What's up, John? How are you? We'll put him back on hold, see if we can wake him up. Let's get to Mike in Bowie. What's up, Mike? How are you?
What's up, Brewster? How you doing?
Hello, Mike.
You know, I'm 52 too. You said your age today, and
there
I was like,
go.
"Wow,
we are kindred brothers."
I appreciate that, and thank you for opening up the lines to the Cowboy game. I just want to represent him a little bit because maybe the other guy was being shy. Cowboy be, and yeah. I'm not shy.
Cowboy Bob is shy. He's weird. He's sometimes possessive.
He's a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, I can't quite figure him out. But you, I think I have a good feel for.
But feel free to go hard on me, because I do want to say that Kenny Clark, I thought the D tackles did an excellent job. We only gave up like 60 and 40 yards to Montgomery and Gibbs up the middle. They got all their passes on screens. They both also had 60 yards passing in the backfield. So that's telling me that we need help at linebacker, not those three up the middle.
That's fair. And I don't mean they got I was just saying, and I probably should have phrased it better, they didn't get enough pass rush either in that game to kind of put Detroit in a position. Go ahead.
Yeah, let me just say, so our D tackles did solid. And so I wasn't okay with that. Then I looked at the score, and I'm like, okay, 44 points. We had 30. We were down by two scores.
Mm-hmm.
We had one touchdown that everybody agreed, even the commentators, got taken away. And then, I'm not going to say anything else. They were still the better team, yeah. Period.
You're talking about you're not talking about on the OPI, right? You're talking about earlier in the game.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about during Ferguson.
Okay.
When Ferguson – mistake happened. So
yeah.
I like the way – and then Sheehan was, like, talking about George Pickens look lazy. He plays lazy, and it's not saying he's lazy. Some people play, like, it's the way they run their route, the way they run their stride, the way they're over the top.
Because Richard Sherman blasted off on him, you know? And once that happened, everybody started watching the tape.
Yeah, and when you watch it, and when you look at it and you see it, like, okay, let me just start with the line. The line play was fine. They only gave up, like, right around 100 yards to two excellent backs, maybe the best in the NFL, maybe a future Hall of Famer. So they contained them. And then I think where we lost the game, this was just a duel with a more experienced team. Our offensive line, I was more concerned about. I wanted to see that matchup. We got like five sacks. I think, that was where the breakdown was in the game, was that pass rush. And you're going against a young, great team against guys a couple years older. I would say it's that development. And if you want to take that and transcend it to the Redskins, I will say that, I would be investing in that. I don't care about flash players or how quick they were. I want like 325, 6'6" guys that can run like, as fast as possible. I think like that's the game. And that's what I'm not a Jerry Jones fan, but I'm saying I see what he's doing. He's investing in the line. And I think we lost that game because Hutchinson and crew was a little bit better than Tyler Booker and Smith. So hopefully one day we'll have our day, but it felt like it's their day. I think they're a great team. If they hit their stride, I think they're hard to beat at home. Seven games were over 30 points. One was a 50 burger. So like they put up points no matter who they're at. And if we're on the field quick and scoring, they're on the field quick and scoring. Yeah. It could have been a high score game.
No,
it could have been both.
And the Cowboys were only down by three, early in the fourth quarter or whatever it was. And then it kind of, got away. So the final score, obviously not as indicative. One last thing, Mike, though. You know who did beat them at Ford Field?
Who?
The Commanders in the playoffs last year. Remember that?
It was amazing. I watched it. I was rooting for them. And a whole bar full of Cowboy fans rooting for them.
I was there.
You know what I mean? The only thing I do want to say, too, is I heard Irvin say it best when he's arguing with Stephen A. Smith.
Uh-huh.
He said, "We haven't won it all in 30 years, but we still have won in 30 years. We're close. We're in the playoffs. Sometimes the matchups we're getting in the playoffs is probably the best team in the NFC, Francisco or someone."
Yeah.
So even I don't care about not reaching whatever game. I think Jerry looked at the team. He thought we were a team built on flash and high-end positions, and he wanted to invest in the trenches.
Fair.
And we got a nice line, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we're going to do. I'll say this if he wants him to hang on to. We're not going to – if we lose, I don't know if we're going to win, but if we lose, it's not going to be more than two scores, and we're going to score a boatload of points. I can tell you that.
Against the Vikings, you mean?
We're going to score a boatload against the Vikings. I don't know what Justin Jefferson. I don't trust our back end.
Yeah. You're not going to lose by two scores. You're going to score a boatload. So basically what you're saying is you ain't going to be no stinking Commanders.
I don't call them Redskins. They'll okay. be all right.
All right.
No,
I got
I'm not. You know, we're not going to lose by more than two scores. Well, I don't.
You.
I think we could win, but they all do that. Justin Jefferson and
yeah.
but that, I don't know. I don't trust our back end. But
thanks, Mike. You know I appreciate you. I gotta let you run because I gotta get one more here before the top of the hour. Let's go to Lapp in D.C. What up, Lappy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Russo?
What's
Come
up,
on, Bob? Man?
How are you?
I'm just like disappointed with the team, bro. It's just so frustrating, man. I mean, we used to this. It just we got teased last year. But if Jaden could play, bro, he needs to be out there unless they are cautious about him getting hurt again or whatever. But I think he needs to be out there with the team, and I want to see what some of these other guys can do. I want to see who's hungry, like. And you know, Roos, I kind of want to lose 12 in a row, man, because I think changes won't happen if we just thinking we're this and that.
That's
and we're
fair.
Good and
that's fair.
We got
there's
a long
a,
way to
like
go.
A,
so I think it was.
There's like a scar to that, isn't it? Like you almost
yeah,
have to do something dramatic. You can't run it back and be status quo. That is a fear of mine that this team, largely this organization, for the risk of not blowing it up, is going to be too casual about how bad it is. That's
fair. Yeah.
That's fair.
And so you kind of want them to lose just so they can shake some things up, man. But I'm giving them one more year, Russo, with this coaching staff. One more year. I told you I didn't want Dan Quinn. He got the same first name as Daniel Snyder, so I was a little iffy on that. But we'll see, man. We'll see.
I don't remember anybody griping about that, but okay.
Hey, I put my spin on it. It's the truth. So
you gotta
be iffy on that if it's a guy that we have for years got the same first name.
He's a different
guy. He's really cool though.
He is quite different. Thank you, Lappy. Appreciate it. I don't want Dan Quinn because he's got the first name of the old owner. That one I haven't heard before. I don't think. That wasn't a thing when they were hiring Dan Quinn, was it? It was more like, we don't want a defensive coordinator. We don't want somebody that got blown out by the Green Bay Packers. Now, year one, he was great. Year two, they suck. Law of averages say they're about a 7-8 win team. That's what the law of averages say. See, you thought I was going to say something else. You thought I was going to say something else, AMAC. I did not, because I'm an adult. All things AMAC. Sharone Moore. Oh, my God. What a disaster. Will be featured. And then we will have a bigger conversation, if you will, about that. Coming up next on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.